All the speculation about who might replace David Letterman is over. Only a week after Letterman announced his retirement, Comedy Central star Stephen Colbert is getting the job. On his show last night, Colbert said Letterman's shoes will be tough to fill.
This man has influenced every host who came after him and even a few who came before him. He's that good. And I gotta tell you, I do not envy whoever they try to put in that chair.
Colbert will take over The Late Show next year. He signed a 5-year contract with CBS, and the deal could remake late-night TV once again. Here to talk about what this means for comedy and television is NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Good morning, Eric.
Morning.
So do we have a top 10 reasons why Stephen Colbert is the right pick here?
I don't know if I got 10 for you, but okay. I can tell you that in a lot of ways, Stephen Colbert is a perfect choice. He's talented and accomplished enough that Letterman fans and critics like me are going to say this is a great choice. And he's popular enough with Comedy Central's young fans that he can compete with Jimmy Kimmel on ABC and Jimmy Fallon on NBC, who are strong with young male viewers especially. Now, and Colbert wanted this job. You know, reportedly, he had synced up his contracts at Comedy Central to end when Letterman's agreements did. And the biggest question mark we got left here is what kind of show is Colbert going to do, because he currently plays this fictional cable TV news host who's also named Stephen Colbert on Comedy Central's Colbert Report. And I'm really hoping he's going to figure out some way to break this really restrictive formula that we've seen in most late-night TV shows.
Okay, this is a really interesting point, because some viewers, and myself included, didn't realize at first that Colbert on his current show is actually playing a character, not being himself. I mean, so he won't bring this character to CBS? Things will be different?
Now, Colbert told the New York Times yesterday that he plans to do the show as himself, which means that for the Colbert Report fans like me, there's a little bit of sadness in seeing this show go away and this character go away, because he was so adept at satirizing issues while educating us about them. From poking fun at campaign finance by starting his own super PAC, to making George W. Bush squirm while keynoting the White House Correspondents Association's dinner in 2006, and I think we have a clip from that.
I stand by this man because he stands for things. Not only for things, he stands on things. Things like aircraft carriers and rubble. And that sends a strong message that no matter what happens to America, she will always rebound with the most powerfully staged photo ops in the world.
That was quite a moment. So what does this hire mean for the rest of late-night television, Eric?
It's tough to overstate the loss of the Colbert Report. When it debuted, we really hadn't seen a show try something like this, where the star was playing a fictional character who shared his name and was dishing satire on real issues and people. I think the show's gift to the audience was teaching us how to process that kind of complex humor every time we watched an episode. And personally, I would just love to see Comedy Central elevate somebody from The Daily Show to 11:30, like Samantha Bee or Asif Manvi, to continue that kind of humor.
And what about for CBS? Is this something that could give them a real boost?
Well, Craig Ferguson, who hosts the program after Letterman, the Late Late Show, if he feels passed over and decides to leave, that gives CBS an opportunity to diversify, maybe bring a woman in, bring a person of color in there. And some people think this type of show may be old hat, but TV outlets are creating more of these kinds of shows, not less. So I think we're going to see more of this on the landscape.
All right, NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.